Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and it feels wonderful to be back on the air this evening. I do have a special guest host, co-host, someone that's near and dear to my heart that's helping me out, and I do thank her for always being there for me. And she's going to help me out this evening, and she's going to be my special host, I guess you can say, for this evening. I want to welcome T.C. Holland to the show. T.C. Holland, welcome.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay. I got a headache the last, like, half hour, but I don't know. It just seems
that too shall pass, honey.
Yeah, I just took some ibuprofen to help, but enough about me. I do thank you for helping me this evening and being my guest host, I guess you can say. We're going to have you open up in prayer this evening, and then we're going to come back. We're going to go to a song, and then after the song, we're going to come back, and we're going to start the show.
Okay. Heavenly Father, yeah. I just want to thank you for this blessing of this day, another day's journey for all of us to see. I want to thank you for this show. I want to thank you for everybody that participates, the callers, listeners. I want to thank you for partners in prayer. I want to thank God that the transformation that I'm going through, that he's bringing me nearer and nearer to him. And I just thank God, you know, because of Spiritual Sunday, the Real Partners in Prayer, Lavina Polite, Evangelist Angela Parker, without them and everybody else, but most of all without God, I wouldn't be where I am now. And I just want to pray for all those struggling, that's going through anything, domestic, whatever the case may be, financial, whatever you're going through, put it in God's hands and trust me, it will be all right. And I just want to say thank God for everybody and everything that's going on in life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, Sister T. Okay. Amen. So what we're going to do this evening, we open up the phone lines for everyone to call in and give their testimony or say what they're thankful for. But we're also going to spend some time talking about unhealthy relationships, whether it's an unhealthy relationship between a parent and a child or between husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend. Whatever relationship that might be unhealthy, we'd like to talk about it, as well as domestic violence. Domestic violence overall in the household that you might be experiencing. We're going to open the phone lines up for anyone to call in and just be able to come together on one accord. We're not here to judge you in any kind of way, but we do have a format that is set. And we'd like everyone just to come together to be able to discuss any and everything that you might have on your mind. If you have any questions, we have young listeners and we have older listeners as well. And our part of the calling that I believe is being able to help the youth. We advocate for the youth on youth, meaning anywhere from 0 to 60 youth. Youth doesn't
Amen.
Just have to be teenagers. Youth in general, it's how you feel. It's your perception of yourself. And we have a lot of younger listeners as well on Spiritual Sunday. And I'd like them to be able to understand that domestic violence and unhealthy relationships is not healthy. It's toxic. And if you can call in, and maybe you're a product of some type of domestic violence, or maybe you're going through something right now, or maybe you might have grown up and you've experienced it, talk about your experience. Allow your testimony and what you're thankful for to save someone else's life. That's the format that we have here. So we're going to go to a song, and then when we come back from the song, we're going to start taking our callers. Amen.
Amen.
Worrying,
when I let go,
and I
never can find my way. And oftentimes I've struggled from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the head, everything will be alright. Yeah. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go.
Let God.
Oh, let go.
Let go.
And let God.
Let God.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Sister TC, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. We're going to open up the phone lines because we do have our first call this evening, and then we're going to continue on with the show.
Amen.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Evangelist Adrielle Williams. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. How are you?
Amen.
I am good. How are you all doing? Hi, Sister T.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. How are you, dear?
I'm blessed.
That's
I am blessed.
And Sister T opened up in prayer this evening. So, Sister T.
Thank you. I just let go and let God have his way. That's all I can do.
That's right.
Yes. You
know.
Transformation is wonderful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, we can start off by just sharing either our testimony or what we're thankful for first, and then we'll continue with just discussing a little bit of the unhealthy or domestic relationship, domestic violence relationship.
Okay. Well, Sister Adrielle is one of our callers, I think she should go first.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I am so thankful, first of all, that I belong to God. I am. I'm thankful that I belong to God. I'm thankful for what all he's done for me, what all he's going to do for me. And I'm just thankful that I belong to him. I really am. It's not even about him providing anything for me or doing anything for me, because he's going to do that anyway if I seek him first. I'm just thankful that I belong to a righteous God.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right, Sister T.
Well, You know, it's just so much goodness been happening for me and to me that, you know, I just find myself sometimes walking through the house smiling and crying at the same time.
Amen.
But
I know that feeling.
It's just the goodness of God, you know, and like I said, if I knew what I knew now, I would have been there. You know, but it's such a wonderful feeling, and I thank God every single day that he allows me to open up my eyes. I thank him for my family, friends, you know, and just the new person that he's transformed me into. It's a feeling that I can't really explain, but I love it.
That's,
you know,
right.
And I'll tell anybody, I dare you to try him. I dare you to try him. You know, so many times I have just went back on my word, you know, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I will find myself slipping right back into that same little crazy mode. But these last couple of months, I can honestly say that I am so grateful and thankful, because had it not been for God, I wouldn't be where I am today. You know, I had a little financial bind the last couple of days, you know, and I was sitting here and I was like, I even called Lavina. I called Evangelist Parker. I'm like, you know, this has never happened before. And Evangelist Parker says, that's the warfare. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. You know, and I just prayed about it. And I say, you know, it's not a necessity that I have this, you know, and I just said, maybe it's time he's seeking my attention. So I started, you know, reading my Bible and everything like that, because I didn't have nothing else to do, because my cable and everything was off, and God knows when the last time my cable and stuff was off. And I was just kept looking at the TV, I kept looking at the computer, and then I looked at the Bible, and I said, well, maybe this is what he wants. He wanted some time from me, and I gave it to him. And lo and behold, I got a phone call, and they was like, what's wrong with you? Nothing, nothing. You online playing them games. They just, no, I'm not online. I don't have no cable. You know, I'm getting upset now.
Because
you're trying to make me do something I know I'm not doing. I wasn't guilty then. And I said, my cable is off. And they was like, well, what's the number? Where did I need to call? How much is it? Da, 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 da. And I was like, you ain't going to pay it. Why are you asking all these questions? And lo and behold, a few minutes later, they was like, well, I'll call you back. And lo and behold, I looked and I seen the time on the cable, and I was like, oh, but I didn't stop reading my Bible. I said, I can't stop reading now. But, you know, God is, he just works in mysterious ways. And I just thank God. I thank God for every day that, you know, the transformation that I'm in. I know I have a long way to go, but I'm willing to take that travel. And that's my testimony.
Amen, amen. I was laughing because I could see you in your house looking at the TV and looking at the Bible. I could see you actually doing it. Like, all right, come on. Is the TV going to come on right now? Because you can't go without your TV. But this was
the computer.
Look, but this was a test, though, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It did not hurt me at all. It didn't hurt me. You know, and I was going to bed early. I'm like, and it was only 2 days. You would have thought it was 2 months that it was so flat. It might not even add it up to 2 days.
I don't even think it was 2 days when I spoke to you. I don't even think so, but okay.
But,
okay.
You know, like I said, I'm just thankful because, you know, I feel like if I would have been in that other Tammy, it probably would have been off for the next 3 or 4 months.
right.
But, you know, hey, I'm trying to do, you know, what's a liking of God. And, you know, I know we all somewhere always fall short. But, you know, any time that I think that something is not right, you know, I just pray about it. And I've just started walking around through the house. Like I say, sometimes I end up be crying and smiling. I'm like, what is this? Am I going crazy or what's wrong? You know, because I never had these feelings before. But I, like I said, again, I love them. I love it.
Excellent. Excellent. Amen. Amen. Let's see. We didn't have the show. We didn't have a show last week. We had an event with Nonstop Media, and Rich Money was the he's the executive producer for Nonstop Media, so he actually helped host the event. So we were there last Sunday. So I have 2 weeks to catch up on, but I'll make it short and sweet. Though, yeah, I'm thankful, you know, that God has given me just the strength and the patience that I need, because I've been working a lot and pulling a lot of doubles, and you know, with moving and everything's just been so complicated, and just feeling overwhelmed, you know, a little, and then just like working and getting off at like midnight and then going to sleep and getting back up and then doing it again. It's tiring. You know, I can honestly say that it's tiring. And, you know, I was off, you know, Saturday and today, and honestly, it didn't even feel like it because I had so many things to do that I wasn't able to do what I wanted to do. Like, I really wanted to sleep. And then this morning, I really wanted to wake up this morning on time to go to church, and I really did not get to do anything that I wanted to do. You know, I kind of did what I had to do, where I literally had to get up Saturday morning and do all the running around and do all the laundry and get the little one together. So it was a lot that I had to do. And we're just going to take a caller. Well, we're going to take a caller real fast. Just bear with me 1 second. Welcome to GK Power Spiritual Sunday. Could I have your name, please? Okay, so there's no answer there. So I'm just going to leave the caller, and I'm going to continue. So pretty much I did a lot of running around, and everything that I had to do, I did. I didn't do what I wanted to do. What I wanted to do is I just wanted to sleep for a little while longer, you know. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but I wanted to sleep a little while longer, just a little bit longer, you know. And I did, and it didn't work, you know. And last night I was out the house, and I didn't get home until late, and, you know, just doing, like, the motherly duties of the cleaning and all the laundry and, you know, doing all this stuff. And then the computers had crashed, so we were trying to get the computers up and running and doing 2 computers at one time and then trying to cook and then clean up. It was just so much. And I actually sat down a half hour before the show for the first time, and I'm like, wow, I have this headache all of a sudden. You know, and I couldn't figure out what a headache was coming from. And then I said, you know what, it might be brain overload. You know, where, like, my brain was like, you know, like, all right, we got to do Spiritual Sunday. We got to get this together. We got to get this together. Okay, what's wrong with this computer? Maybe this one could work. You know, it was like going back and forth. But, you know, I'm thankful for God just giving me the strength and, you know, the energy and patience that I need. Because when I tell you, I was running on E and couldn't even figure out how I was going to fill that tank right back up. That's how bad it was.
Right.
I was like, all right, if I can't sleep, I'm not going to function, you know. And Rich could tell you, okay, a little attitude started to come out, you know. And he said, you know, you're tired. You need your rest. And I couldn't tell him, like, yeah, you're right, because I really did need my rest. Like, I was really, really tired. And I felt just like just a little run down, a little sluggish, but long story short, I'm thankful, and I'm thankful for today and every day that, you know, God has seen fit for me to open my eyes and move around and, you know, and be the mother and be the fiance that, you know, he has, you know, he requires for me to be. And I'm thankful, you know, I'm thankful for that. You know, I do need a little wake-up call once in a while, though. We're going to throw that out there on the air, because the wake-up call, you know.
I got you.
And Sister... Sister Williams, I might have to give you my phone number too, because I need a wake-up call sometimes, you know, because I run a little late sometimes and I'm a little tired, and I think it's the living right around the corner from the job that when the alarm clock goes off, I say 5 more minutes now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that. So I might need a little wake-up call to, you know, help me get that energy in the morning. But I'm thankful.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful for everything that God's doing for me. And I'm also thankful that one of the patients that has been, she was extremely aggressive. I was talking about her for the last couple of weeks on the show. I'm thankful that she has left the hospital and she went to a different hospital. And I'm thankful because so many people got hurt and it allowed management's eyes to open up a little bit. Like, it took so many people to get hurt for you to figure out that we created a monster and we had to move that patient someplace else where they can give her the treatment that she needs, because obviously we couldn't do it, you know. And I felt like I did what I had to do, you know. When that time came and that morning came and nobody wanted to go on that trip and they said, Polite, you going on the trip? I said, okay. I went over to 7-Eleven, got some chips real fast, the kind I know that you like, and I put it right in my bag. And when we got there, we had to wait 45 minutes. She got restless. I said, you want some chips? She said, yeah. It was 9:30 in the morning. Here you go. Here's your chips. That right there. I listened to her corny jokes and everything. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there praying, like, God, please, please, please let these people hurry up and come before this child acts a fool. Please, please let these people hurry up and come, because she was going to show out. But overall, she didn't. She was able to remain calm. She waited until we walked away for her to ask the fool. And I know that God was working for me. He sure did me a favor that morning. Believe me, when I tell you, when I was sitting there praying, I know he heard me. Because when we walked out, she showed out.
Wow.
By the time we got back to the hospital, they were calling saying, this is what she just did. So I was thankful. I was thankful that we were able to get back in one piece and deliver this patient where she had to go. And it feels good. It feels good. So I'm thankful, as you can tell, for many things this evening. And I'm just thankful for Partners in Prayer, the real Partners in Prayer for Ministry, Evangelist Parker. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for everyone. I'm thankful for the ministry. And I'm just thankful for everything that God is allowing all of us to do, you know, for everyone, uplifting everyone, encouraging everyone. Partners in Prayer, healing. And healing and delivering and being able to uplift people. And I just love it. And I tell everybody about it. And I'm thankful I'm thankful for GQ Palace and all of the hosts and all of the members of GQ Palace. And before I forget, I'm also thankful that one of our hosts of Reality and Relationship, Tiffany Belvin, delivered a happy and healthy baby girl. She was delivered yesterday. The pictures are on Facebook. So this morning. We're thankful. We are very, very thankful. And baby Taylor was trying to get out. But we're thankful that there
was
a successful delivery. And everyone's healthy. And Tip is doing good. And from the pictures, Brother KL is doing wonderful.
Yes.
And we welcome their addition to their family as well as GQ Palace family as well. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go to a song, and then when we come back, I'd like to spend a little bit of time just speaking about unhealthy relationships and domestic violence relationships as well. So we're going to go to a song, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about those topics. Amen.
Amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me.
He brought me through.
Back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on a couple of callers. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Hello.
Hi,
Angie Parker.
What's going on?
No, that's Angie from the Diva Squad,
oh,
Angie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that, Angie.
I'm Miss Parker. How's everybody today?
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm doing better, thank God. Listen, it is what it is. I thank God for the humbling experiences and effect. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes me appreciate the healthy and the clear ones that much more. And you know, I just thank God for my life, health, and strength on today. You know.
Amen.
You know, amen. I thank God for the people that are in my life. And Lavina, you pretty much summed it up when, you know, just thanking everybody. That's just, I feel that same way, you know. I even thank God for the people that make me mad.
Amen.
And I thank God for them, too. And I pray that whatever it is, it just straighten itself out. You know what I'm saying? That the Lord will work it out. So,
again,
I've been laying in the bed mostly all day, which I probably needed to rest because, you know, I'm like, you have to cook, clean, work, go do laundry, shop, and do everything. You get that,
so
you don't have to do anything. Even though stuff needs to be done, it just ain't getting done right at this moment. I'm taking advantage.
I need that. I need to be able to do that. At least let me just lay in a bed.
Yeah.
Rich Money, did you hear that? A little vacation day. Did you hear that?
And I did that all day. I thank God for my daughter took my son with her today to hang out. She know I really wasn't well, so. And normally they fight a minute and be best friends the next minute.
Okay. But
they've been hanging out today, so.
Good. That's great. I want to keep you on the air with me. I know you have a little situation, but I'm going to bring on a couple more callers and I want to get your feedback on the topic. All right, hold on 1 second.
I'm here.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, how are you doing? This is Apostle Dupree. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hello.
Doing good. Glad to be on tonight. Just want to say hello to you, each and every one of you, and God bless you and that you will keep your head looking up like an eagle taking flight, not only through the storm, in the storm, go above the storm. Glory to God. Just continue to be awesome in his presence, you know. Amen. Just continue to keep your faith. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And while we have you, if you could just give the information out for Eagle Wings Ministry as well.
Yes, thank you. Eagle's Wings International Ministries, we are a church without walls, and our line. We have service on Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and also Tuesday nights at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. And the number is 218-862-6789, 218-862-6789, code 448-073. And once again, Eagle's Wings International Ministry. We teach the word, live the word, we flow with the word. Amen. It's all the word. Amen. So God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to bring on one more caller, and then I'd like everyone to just, for those of you who are just tuned in now, we're going to be talking about unhealthy relationships. Just unhealthy relationships in general. It doesn't have to be between a husband and wife or it could be between mother and child or father and son. It could just any relationship in general that's unhealthy and as well as domestic violence. What's your feedback on domestic violence, the words of encouragement that you can give someone that could be going through that? What words of encouragement could you give them? We're going to take one more caller. Welcome to Kiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. How are you?
I'm Brianna. I'm okay. So I have like three different types of questions before we get started. So my first question, what is the difference between Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong?
Ooh, Brianna, you came with relationship questions. All right. Before we do that, how are you today?
I'm all right. It could be better.
You're all right? And what are you thankful for this evening?
A lot of things. Wow. But I'm going to name one.
Okay.
Number one, for being here. I am thankful for being here.
Right.
Number two, for actually officially getting out of my shy zone. Because before I was baptized a month ago, I was shy. Super shy. Wouldn't talk to nobody. If you didn't talk to me, I wouldn't talk to you. And I didn't really like, you know, making friends, and I didn't know how to make friends, so I just stayed to myself. So after all that happened, after I was baptized and stuff, now I have, you know, friends and I'm talking to people, and I'm like, wow. And that's what I'm kind of thankful for.
I'm thankful for that voice that finally came out.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. So Brianna has some questions for everyone that's on the air and everyone that's listening. So we're going to allow Brianna to ask her questions, and then we're going to answer them in our own opinion. Brianna, the first one was, say it again, I'm sorry.
What is the difference between Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong?
Okay. Well, I'm going to go to the special, our special guest host first, and then we'll go to, Evangelist Williams first, and then Apostle Dupree, and then we'll go to T. Angie, and then myself. Brianna, my question for you, though, is how old are you?
17.
Okay. That helps me with my answer, but we'll go to Sister Evangelist Williams first.
Okay, praise the Lord. What was your question again, Brianna?
What is the difference between Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong?
So if I hear you correctly, there's a little muffle. What is the difference between Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, number one. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to answer what I believe God is giving me. Number one, you're 17.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. To me, you should be focused on more things than a Mr. Right or trying to find a Mr. Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
another thing, when people are dating, first of all, I don't know if you're saved or not, but first of all, when you are, the thing of it is, the way women get it mixed up, they are looking for somebody, but the Bible clearly states, he that finds a wife findeth the good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman really shouldn't be looking for anyone. The woman should be waiting to be found. And that's just what
Amen.
I would give you. And you are only 17, so you do have your whole life ahead of you. There's time for you yet. Focus on God. Focus on being saved. Focus on worshiping God. And Mr. Right will find you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay. We're going to go to Apostle Dupree. Sorry.
Amen. And I truly concur with everything Evangelist said, because there's things in your life there's a life that you want to live before you know, sometimes what happens, you know, we can put ourselves in relationships or get into relationships, and so early, sometimes you just need to kind of live and understand how to be free first, be single, and really enjoy yourself. You see, once you get a commitment, that commitment is supposed to be for life. So you want to live and enjoy some life, and just give yourself some time to flourish and grow. 17, you're still budding in a lot of areas. You still have some life to live. You know, I got married at the age of 23. But by that time, man, I was ready to get married, just because it's like, okay, I've seen enough of this thing like that, as much as I need to see, I want to get, you know, I want to go to the next level now. But my word to you, as far as Mr. Wright, first of all, he will find you. The second thing, he will bring out the best in you, not the worst. He will cause you to take flight and not hold you down. He will be the one who will build you up, not tear you down. He will want to respect you and give you the proper respect that is due to you. If he's doing anything that's going to, and first of all, I mean, it goes back to the root of it, but he's going to love God. Because if he knows how to love God, then he'll know how to love you. Now, with that being said, because every saved man is not always the one, but if he loves God and he has a heart for you, he'll go to God about your heart, and he'll learn, and if he is the one for you, if he is truly the one for you, your spirit will let you know, as we all confirm one another. It won't be a thing of you, a girl, you my wife, and you'd be like, really? No, that's not the way it's going to happen. You will know when love hits you. You know, like, my wife and I, we dated 10 months, and we got, you know, before we got married. Some people, I don't recommend everyone do that, because we knew by third month that we were the one. And right now, today, we're married 15 years later, 5 kids, and loving Jesus.
Amen.
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 So it was fruitful. The relationship was fruitful. You know, anything in God should be fruitful. So if it's not fruitful, if it's not producing good fruit, then obviously that's not the one. You have to answer the question like John the Baptist. Are you the one? Shall I look for another? Okay, I'm done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. T and Angie.
Okay. Brianna, I'm going to say this from experience. Your main focus right now should be God first, then your books. If I knew what I knew now at your age, honey, there wouldn't have been nothing about no man. The only man that I would have been loving on would be God and my father, you know, because it's so much out there now, more so now than it was when I was out there. Mr. Right is with you at all times, which is God. Mr. Wrong, I wouldn't even be thinking about no Mr. Wrong, because there's so many Mr. Wrongs and Miss Wrongs out there as well. But your focus should be on getting closer to God like you're doing and your books. Don't worry about that man. As Apostle Dupree and Evangelist Williams said, in due time, God will send him to you. So just wait on the Lord to intervene with that.
Amen.
Amen.
Angie, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Everybody is actually making, you know, some great and valid points. And right now it's going to be a lot for you to try to take this all in. So when you get a chance, listen to the archives and stuff like that. And the thing is, a lot of us that's, you know, a lot of people, period, we, and especially women, when we go into looking for things, we look for the wrong thing. Understand what I'm saying now? Just remember, there's, you call it Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong. Now, the important word is right, not perfect. When we go in, we have this perfect vision. We're going to get this good man, has a good job, that's faithful, that's there for me 24/7. That's a fairy tale. That's
Amen.
A fairy tale. Simply because every human is subject to make mistakes, you know. And now this is where you got to know yourself. You have to know yourself first, aside of God. Everybody should know Christ. But aside of Christ, know who you are. That will tell you the story of who's right and who's wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to say I agree with everyone's answers completely. Only thing I'm going to add to it is before you can seek someone, whether it be a relationship or whether it be someone that you're lusting, that you think that you're possibly in love with, you have to make sure that the self-evaluation is done. And you explained that you just recently, you were baptized, I believe, a month ago. And with finding Christ a month ago, you have a very long way to go, you know?
Amen.
And just because you might meet someone that says, oh, you're beautiful, oh, I love you, oh, let's be together forever, that doesn't mean that that's the person that God has designed and has sent for you. And you have to make sure that you have done your deep soul searching first before you allow someone else to come into your life and say, this is who I want to be with. I tell my kids, I can always say, don't fall in love, don't be with this person, don't be with that person. But in all reality, I'm going to tell you, you're going to kiss a lot of frogs before you are able to meet the prince. And the prince is the one that God has designed just for you. And you'll know him when he comes. But you can't get confused with the different temptations that you might have or people might send your way or someone might say, okay, well, oh, I love you. Don't get confused with that, because what happens is you get confused with that, you lose focus. It's a distraction. Your focus goes away from God. Your focus goes away from your book. Your focus goes away from the education completely, and the focus goes away from you loving yourself. So that's why I said you want to start with that self-evaluation and allow yourself to absorb everything that God has for you. And with you just being saved a month ago, you have a long way to go. Because there's so many different blessings that's going to come your way. There's so many different things that I'm sure God has in store for you. And you don't want to be easily distracted by something else. So that's my answer for you. Did you have other questions as well?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So even though I don't have a, as they call it, a boo yet, because I'm trying to actually, you know, not worry about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, as you guys said, just stay away from them, basically, and just stay focused on, you know, God and books. I don't know how to get it out, but I had, you know, a few, I don't know how to get it out, but,
okay.
I got a scenario.
All right, let me try and help you. Do you have a few people that are interested?
Yeah.
And you don't have a boo just yet, but now that you're speaking and you have your voice, you know, people are showing interest?
Yes, and I kind of, I want to call him a young man. And he goes to my church, but he doesn't go to my school, thank God for that. And I don't know how he knows me, but I don't know how he found out the things I like and the things I really don't like. And he just, out of the blue today, came up and said, "I really do like you." And I was wondering, what should I do about that? And I told him, I said, "I'm not really ready for that type of relationship yet. What should I do about that?"
Well, what you should do about it is, I thank you for liking me, but I'm on a walk right now. And that walk and that path you're going on, you can't be distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I'm going to tell you from the experience, you could be easily distracted. And just because he likes you doesn't mean that that's the person that you should be focused on. I'll be honest with you. I can easily say don't be focused, don't focus on him. But in all reality, you're 17. So technically, your mind is going to want to go there, you know. But what I'm saying is just make sure that now that you're walking in the light of where you're walking right now, you have to learn to pray about things first. And when he says, "Oh, I really like you," thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the compliment. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? It's gonna be a lot of people that's gonna say, "Oh, I like you. Oh, you're beautiful. Oh,
right.
I like your smile.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with
people. Oh, I like those pants. You know,
nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. It's nothing wrong with it. But now that you have a voice and you're starting to talk to yourself, it's gonna be a lot of people that's gonna like the light that you're giving off. It's like you're a flower that's blossoming. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to want to attach to that flower because it's blossoming right now.
Right.
But you want to make sure that you know that those leaves that's on that flower, those are your leaves. That's between you and God.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why it's important to stay educated, spiritually educated and worldly educated, so you can pick out the difference. You know, because like I always say, beware of wolves in sheep clothing. People will whisper sweet nothings until they get what they want, and then them nothings actually become nothing.
You're right.
I mean, even at my age, you know, yes, I have men coming at me too, but, you know, at the same time, a lot of times they're just doing that to see how far they can go and see how weak you may be. So just be the stronger person. Be the stronger woman and just, you know, like Lavina said, thank you for the compliment, and keep it moving,
and stand firm on what you believe. If you're not ready,
amen.
If you're not ready, know that you're not ready, and let them know. Listen, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? They might not be happy with your decision, but that's not about them. That's about you. I'm not ready,
because,
and I'm not gonna force myself to be ready.
And just because he's going to the same church you go to, don't mean that he's there for the same reason that you are there for.
Oh, it's all good, and trust me, the Lord will reveal it to you. He, let me tell you something. He is so good at that. revealing things to you, like, Lord, it's just something I don't feel right about this or whatever. Can you just reveal this to me? He'll do it. He's done it for me. He's done it plenty of times. A lot of times I was hard-headed and went against his word or went against what
That's
he showed
right.
me. But,
mm-hmm.
again, that, it became a lesson at that point, and I learned my lesson, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just want you guys just to think of something just for anyone that's just listening right now. We have Brianna, she's 17, and she called into Spiritual Sunday with a couple of questions. So we are helping her and answering her questions that she has. Feel free to call in and give your testimony, what you're thankful for, as well as you can give your answer to Brianna as well, or you can allow yourself to speak about unhealthy relationships. I'm going to go to Apostle Dupree. Apostle Dupree, if you could think of Brianna as being your daughter, okay? And this is for everyone, but the reason I'm going to Apostle Dupree is because he's our male that we have on the line. And because a male is showing attention to Brianna, I'd like a male point of view on it. Apostle Dupree, what would you say to Brianna if she was your daughter and she came to you and said that to you? That someone at the church is showing interest in her and somehow he knows the different things that she likes and doesn't like, you know, what would you say to her?
First of all, I would encourage you to know your worth. You are priceless. You can never be bought. Let a price tag be put on you. Because some guys will try to flatter you into the bedroom and do what they want. But listen, you got to know your worth. You're worth more than just a nice few small, you know, smooth lines. You're worth more than that. Know your worth. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know, protect yourself. You save yourself. I don't care if you did anything before you knew Christ, but preserve yourself. Keep yourself for your husband. Because when if you go that way with someone else, you have a soul tie with that person. You don't want to be tied with just anybody. You want to be connected to the man of God that he's set for you to be with. But know your worth. And on the second that, be careful of those little smooth flatteries. Flattery can be wicked because it can tell you a lot of things you want to hear, not necessarily what's needed to hear or what's right, but pump your world up just to let you down. So be careful with that. Every guy is not the one, you know, because even though they might try to present themselves as the one, you have to listen. That's why right now is a key thing for you to get closer to God, because men will respect you as much as you respect yourself.
That's right.
Trust me,
Amen.
If you don't respect yourself, trust me, they're not going to hardly respect you. And
nope.
They will respect a strong no versus an easy yes.
That's
so
right.
When you present yourself in that way, the way you present yourself, that's how they're going to take you. So you have to set the standard high. Don't just settle just for any guy to come around. And just realize with this, you know, you right now focus on God, because you need to learn his voice first before you hear another's. Because
that's right.
If you know his voice, then when the sneak come up or the wolf try to come up, you will understand the Father's voice and you know how to say, you know what, we're not going there. And so that way you protect yourself down the road. You know, so the more time you spend investing in God now, the more you protect yourself later to assure yourself of a broken heart. There's one lady I know that has a testimony that she never had a broken heart before. She waited on God, and she waited for her husband, and her husband came. She didn't have to experience a broken heart. So you don't have to experience a broken heart with a relationship. If you follow God, that's why he's acknowledged him in all your ways. He shall direct your path. So as a daughter, I would tell you as a daughter, protect yourself, understand your worth, know that you deserve the best. That's why you don't settle just for any guy to come along, because you deserve the best. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be perfect, but at the same time, it's the heart of the man, because David had a heart after God. That's what separated him from all the other kings. He had issues. He had flaws. But his heart for God was what made the difference. When he has a heart for God, he will have a heart for you. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. what I just like to do, and then I'd like to continue on with our topic and open the phone lines up again as well, is I just want everyone to, you know, just to understand that the reason there was a question of why did we continue to go on, and the reason being is because there's so many youths out there nowadays, young adults, teenagers, that have so many questions that they're afraid to ask their parents. And if you can allow someone to ask a question and you can give them an honest answer, then I believe that you can help them, you know. And as much as all of us gave us her words of encouragement and we gave her the answers of how we would speak to our children as well, I believe that in my heart she'll take something out of everything that was said. It'll help her, you know, because obviously there's a questions, you know, that need to be answered with her. And we're happy that we're able to answer, you know, the questions from our standpoint, you know, with it. So, you know, I do thank Brianna for calling in. Brianna's with Partners in Prayer Global Ministries as well. She's one of the callers that call in there. And we thank you for, you know, calling in this evening. And I hope that some of the answers that we gave you that you are able to listen to and be able to understand exactly what we're saying and just take it as like a learning, learning yourself, you know, because overall and all the answers that we're giving you, the what we're explaining to you is you have to know yourself first and you have to build on a relationship with God first. And you have to build that relationship with yourself and do your own evaluation on yourself. And at the age of 17, it's hard for us to say, okay, well, hey, you know what, don't do this and don't do that. No, what we're telling you is because we've experienced, you know, we have, you know, experienced a lot about life and we've walked in the light. And with her being a new babe in Christ, you know, she's the transformation that she's made and that she's making, we want to make sure that she's going in the right direction. So, you know, we do thank her for calling in. But I'd like us to be able to talk about unhealthy relationships and domestic violence as well. And the reason that I'm speaking about it this evening is because someone that I know is in an unhealthy relationship. And, and I'm praying and praying that the light will be, you know, lit and she'll be able to see it. But I want her to know that I do love her and I'm here. And, you know, I'd like everyone to be able to, you know, just, I don't know if I would say give encouragement, encouraging words, because she's not a young child. You know, she's an adult and she's a mother and she's in something that's unhealthy. And I'd just like everyone to be able to give words of encouragement to her about unhealthy relationships and how a relationship doesn't, it's not supposed to be unhealthy. You know, the relationship is supposed to be healthy. It's about, you know, it's supposed to be about two people coming together and believing and wanting the same thing, you know, and fellowshipping and the goal, the ultimate goal, and should have been the first goal was to be able to both see Christ, to learn the Bible together, to grow old together, you know, instead of the toxic other things that's coming along with it. So if we can all just take a minute out and just give encouraging words to her, even something that could possibly motivate her to want more, you know, for herself, if you guys could.
Amen.
We'll start with Evangelist Williams first, and I will not mention the person's name, you know, out of respect for us and her as well. So we're just gonna go with no name, giving words of encouragement to her, and she's listening, so I know she knows exactly what we're talking about.
Okay, praise the Lord. I would just tell you that, you know your self-worth and know that no relationship and nothing is worth abuse, whether it be emotional, physical. You know, you're worth more than someone screaming at you or hitting on you or
or trying to beat down your character or whatever. You just don't have to live like that. It's just not a way that anyone should have to live. And anyone that's in a relationship like that, I would say to them, what do you consider your worth? What is your self-worth? Do you feel that you're more than that? And you should. If you don't, you should feel that I'm more than this. I'm more than someone who's going to be beat on every day or yelled at every day or screamed at every day, especially when there's a child involved, because the child begins to see this type of behavior, and the children always mimic the behavior of the adult. And that's not something you want your child to see. And when they get older, if it's a female, the female will think it's acceptable. That's acceptable behavior. So they will allow their boyfriend or husband to beat them if it's a male. The male can become resentful to women, or the male can say, hey, my father did this, so it's okay. It's acceptable. So I will say to you, it's just not worth it, because you're not only damaging yourself, there's others involved also, especially if there's children. They see this type of behavior, and that's not healthy for them. It's very unhealthy.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Decree?
Yes. I just want to encourage you, sister, first of all, know this is not your fault that, you know, some men who like to abuse. Know this, hurt people hurt people. When people are hurt, that's what they give in return, hurt back to others, especially those who don't deserve it. And it's not your fault why they are the way they are. Something we're trying to tell you is, you see, look what you call it, it's not that. That's not true. Most of the time, it's a problem within themselves. When a man has a problem within himself, he attacks the closest one that loves him, and that's you. And that's why the attacks are coming the way it is. He has a problem with himself. It's not you. So let's kill that lie from the start, from the enemy, because he's trying to make it feel like it's you who's causing this. It's not your fault. And he, if you know, when a man, the Bible tells us a man to love his wife as Christ loved the church, that he gave himself for it. You know, when he loves you like the way, if he loves you like the way he so-called, he may say he do, he will show it. Love is action. It's not just a word. Love is shown. Love is expressed. And so just be encouraged to know, remember, this is a cycle. Cycles cannot be broken unless something has changed. This is a cycle. A cycle cannot be broken unless something has changed. This is a cycle. A cycle cannot be broken unless something has changed. So if you don't change this, it will keep on going the way that it is. And you have to see yourself free in order for you to get free and have a desire to be free. So as long as you stay there in this situation, it's going to be what it is, because you know, hoping and praying when he changed, that's, you know, that could be from years from now, and it may not happen. But you have to love yourself enough to get out. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, with me, you know, sort of knowing problems that I've been through as far as domestic, until we put our foot down and actually just bail out, you know, because I was married and it was a very abusive relationship, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, the whole nine yards. And I dealt with it for years. And I just had to really just put my foot down. You know, I went through counseling. That didn't work for us, so I went to counseling for myself. And until I was ready to get out of that, you know, I kept being tortured. And then I just felt like one day, you know, I don't have to go through this anymore. We had a kid, but I had to leave it alone, because I just kept seeing red. And I knew one day it was either going to be him or myself in a coffin, or, as the saying goes, in jail or hell. And I have refused to be, you know, die from this man or let this man kill me, whether it be mentally or physically. And I refuse to go to jail for doing something to him, and he didn't die, but he still be out here doing the same thing, you know, and it was just too much, you know, because my daughter was starting to rebel. She was doing different things, and I just had to go. You know, unfortunately, yes, I moved out of town. You know, and for a minute, it still crossed my mind back and forth, but the thing is, I did so much better when I moved away from around this man, because as long as I was around him, I knew I was going to keep dealing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just have to do things that you don't want to do, but you have to do it for your own sanity, your safety of your kids and yourself, you know, because love don't supposed to hurt. And if he's doing it, and if he's been doing it, guess what? Long as you allow, he's going to continue to do it. So you got to be the bigger and better person. It's going to hurt. I refuse to say that it won't hurt. But guess what? It's not going to hurt as much as the hurt that you're going through now.
That's right. Amen. And I've said my words of encouragement over and over again. And, you know, I just like to say that you have to, you know, do some deep soul searching, you know, from within, and think of, you know, how you're raised and how you were raised and what was the setting, you know, in your house and how you might have felt, you know, as a kid, and how you don't want your children to feel the same pain that you felt, you know, growing up. You don't want them to feel it. You don't want to look back at your daughter, you know, and say, oh, okay, this is the correct way for a man to treat a woman. It's not the correct way. And you don't want to set that example or make your children feel that it's comfortable with it, allowing it to happen. And we have to, you know, want more. You know, you always, to me, and being a parent, I always want more for my children than I might have received for myself. You know, and that's because when you go through life and you're growing up, you don't really understand the concept of this is what love is. You know the love that your parents give you, but if you come from a family where mom was with this person and then with this person and then with that person, what is love exactly? So
mm-hmm.
you want to make sure that you don't do the same thing, and you also want to make sure that when you're able to look at your children and you're able to tell them that you love them, when you want to tell them and show them all at the same time. And you want to remind them that if they see something that's unhealthy, that it's toxic, it's not going to help the relationship. It's going to hurt the relationship. And you don't want your children to be scarred from this. So my thing is try and get out. Try and pray and just continue to pray. Pray that God
mm-hmm.
opens the door, another door, a door that will give you the light and give you that space that you need, but you have to be able to take it. You know, when God opens that door for you, you got to see it, you got to take it, you got to believe it, you got to know that it's coming. And God's not going to open a door for you and close it right in your face. That's not
mm-hmm.
God. Don't get confused with people that's trying to say they're going to help and then they close the door right in your face or talk about you behind your back. You don't
Amen.
Want to do that. Just
Amen.
Pray that God opens the doors for you. And God helps you raise these children.
Can
I just want to bring on.
Levina?
Yeah, just hold on 1 second. Let me
okay.
just bring on this caller. Welcome to Jesus Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Dave.
How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Ah, blessed indeed. I usually get an introduction. I wasn't sure if I was on or not, but I'm just listening to the, I just tuned in actually, and I'm listening to the show, and it's something that's kind of dear to my heart, and I just felt the need to just pray with the listening audience, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, I humbly and boldly come to your throne of grace and into your divine presence. I'm asking with a sincere heart that you would bless the lives of the listeners in the divine love and unity. I pray and I confess and I believe that love and unity will follow the listeners, and I also believe that within their life and their surroundings, and every place that they enter and encounter and reside and visit, approach or depart from, and the presence and in the present and in the future, that they will be blessed. I bind in the name of Jesus every satanic spirit of lack, poverty, confusion, division, and discord, inappropriate association, relationships, rage, domestic violence, physical abuse, verbal abuse, and also sexual abuse, selfishness, stubbornness, criticism, deceit, infidelity, adultery, abandonment, separation, neglect, hatred, unforgiveness, rebellion, wicked people, and all forms of evil attacks against the family unit. And I loose, in the name of Jesus, the God-given spirit of unity, love, guidance, spiritual devotion, forgiveness, laughter, agreement, loyalty, obedience, commitment, health, and wealth. Heavenly Father, I declare, according to Matthew 18:18, that what we bind on earth, we also bind in heaven, and what we loose on earth, we also loose in heaven. I also declare love and unity in every place that the listening public's family go to, encounter, and come across. And I pray for their children's children, and the family at hand. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will give us the instruction, power, and insight to function in order as a godly family, according to Ephesians 6:1-4. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the decree. And I believe and I receive, and I ask the listening audience also to believe and receive that the family and home will be of a heavenly peace, protection, and togetherness and favor. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. And Brother Dave, there was no introduction because I'm working solo tonight.
Okay.
I'm working solo back there tonight. I don't know where he went that fast, but he was there. But
okay. Well, you know the thing is though, Lavina, is that you are solo in sight, but multiplied in spirit.
Yes.
So, yeah, so there you don't see the help is there.
Yeah, amen.
You see, and you have a lot of people that are behind not only yourself, but they're also behind the program and the premise of the program. So, therefore, the prayer and we also, we speak it, it should come to fruition.
Okay. Sometimes
we blame the father for the circumstances in the home. Sometimes we blame the mother for the circumstances in the home. But it goes way beyond that. It goes way beyond that because of what we have been exposed to as both young children and also as men. So therefore, in that respect, we have to acknowledge that which we have been taught, we shall also deal. And if you were taught to be abusive in youth, you will be abusive in adulthood. Like the gentleman said earlier, unless there's a change, unless there's a broke in that change, it will continue to be what it is unless we can stop that generational curse. And that starts with the youth, and it starts with self-awareness. It starts with self-love and the acknowledgement of God and His creation. We are created in His image, not to hate, but to love. Love of one another, love of self. And if we allow the negative peace to enter into us, then that negative peace will enter into our children, and therefore their children. We will manifest the love, and that is where we will conquer all evil. We can conquer the 666 with the 777. This is where we will develop. We are a consciousness. God is consciousness. No man can put a hand on consciousness. That is God. You cannot measure consciousness. That is God.
Right. Amen.
We are kings and queens. You are a queen and you have kings.
Yes.
Peace and honor.
Right. Amen. Well, welcome back, Dave. Haven't heard from you in a while.
You know why? Because I took the time to die to self and replenish. You know, the scripture says, that all you're getting is getting an understanding. And in order to understand what we are given, you first have to understand who we are as self. We cannot digest what is given until we facilitate something that can actually reciprocate what we are given. So I had to understand self, that I can be awareness and a light to those who are in darkness, you know. And it goes back, it just allows me to study what we are in present day and what we were in past days. We are kings and queens, and we have to conduct ourselves as such. Women are the creation of this world. Women bring life to this world. We have to honor, respect, and acknowledge that. If we cannot acknowledge and respect all women, then who can we acknowledge and respect? We disrespect all women, we disrespect ourselves, we disrespect God.
Amen.
Period.
Okay. T, before you forget, I know you were going to say something. I'm sorry. Sorry, T. Did you forget?
Yeah, sort of, kind of did, but I will say this. Another thing about the domestic violence, it's best to get out of that, because when I was going through it, it started reflecting on my daughter. And, I mean, you know, it can hurt this kid. Now, when this kid started getting involved, that kid could end up getting hurt physically. So the thing is, you got to look at all of those situations. Is he going to start treating my daughter, especially a girl, is he going to start treating my daughter with the same, you know, disrespect that he's doing to me? You never know. So the thing is, as soon as you can, get out of it. Because I keep saying, and, you know, when you start feeling like that it's like death right around the corner, 9 times out of 10, death can be knocking at your door. You know, because this situation is physical, it's emotional, you know, and it's not good. It's not good for anybody to be abused no type of way. Man, woman, boy, child, it's not good. So, you know, I love her, you know, and we all praying, and we just hope and pray that, you know, with God seeking her attention, listen to him and do what you got to do, but you need to go. You got to go, because it's not going to get any better. If it's continuously going on, you know, and in a couple of days' time, you know, like my situation, it was like nothing ever happened. You know, I might be walking around with a black eye, you know, but then he comes and say certain words, you know, it was all good. But I had to start thinking about that thing. You know, you really trying to take me out. And when it gets physical, it's definitely time to go. And that's all I have to say, you know.
Good point, though. Good point. And, you know, I just hope and pray that, you know, God's going to open those doors, and she's going to answer,
yeah.
And she's going to open them, and she's going to say, you know what, I'm ready. You know, she's
yeah.
going to receive everything. And we're just going to pray for her. We're going to pray for her and pray for the children as well that's involved. And,
exactly.
You know, at the same time, you know, anyone that is in an unhealthy, you know, toxic relationship, you know, we're praying for them as well. We're praying for, you know, that someone sees the light, you know, out of all the darkness, that someone's able to see the light and someone's able to get out of it before something, you know, goes terribly, you know, wrong. If, you know, you're in any type of domestic violence relationship, you want to make sure that you have, you know, that you do that self-evaluation of yourself and know your value, know your worth, because at the end of the day, you know that it's not something that you did or something that you said, you know, whether it's male or female, you know, because females do it as well and males do it as well. So I'm not going to pinpoint, you know, one main gender on it. I'm just going to speak
right.
in general, you know, just a general statement, you know, it's time for a change. You know, there's definitely time for a change. You got to want more. You know, if you know better, you'll do better. You have to want, you know, you have to want better. So you have to want more for yourself. If you grew up in a home where there was domestic violence in the home, imagine how you felt as a little kid. you know, whether it's some place that you could have been hiding and just watching it happen, or
yeah.
whether it's someone that you know that it happened to. You know, if you can sympathize with them and you can feel that sympathy in your heart for this person,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the day, you have to try and reach out and help that person. But at the same time, don't overstep that line, because when you overstep the line and that person doesn't leave, that person still stays, then you become the bad person.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
it's kind of like a rock in a hard place, you know, that someone can be in. And, you know, with all of that, you know, being said, we're just praying for, you know, anyone that is in either one of these relationships, an unhealthy relationship or something to do with domestic violence. You know, everyone knows somebody. And even as,
yep.
you know, all of us walk through Christ, if we haven't been able to sympathize, you know, with the person next to us that's going through something, then we have to pray. You know, you have to
yeah.
pray, because judging the person is not the answer. It's helping the person
no,
that's the answer.
It's
praying for that person that's the answer. You know, but it's easy to, you know, put someone down, but you're supposed to uplift them, encourage them,
true.
Help motivate them, and open that door for them if they need you, you know. But let them know that even though they haven't left, your door is still open no matter what. You know?
Sometimes that abuser will try to throw it off on the one that's being abused too. You know, and you start feeling guilty like, am I doing wrong? Or, you know, they can mess up your head so bad that you think that you are the abuser.
You're right.
You know, because I had to go through it. It wasn't, like I said, it's never been easy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you just got to wake up and know that it's not worth it.
You know, let me add something to this.
Go ahead.
You know, TJ said something, and there's this, there's a syndrome where the abused sometimes identify with the abuser because they've been in that situation so long. You also said something, Lavina, where you said we should pray on these situations. However, besides prayer, there's also action that permeates these prayers. Example, God doesn't come, he sends. When Lot was going through the situation in Sodom and Gomorrah, God sent two physical beings to warn him of the coming doom. So when we pray in the spiritual realm, we sometimes get a physical appearance. Now it's up to us to acknowledge that the physical appearance as angels and hear what is being said. Sometimes we overlook the messenger and the message. So when we pray, our prayers are answered by physical actually acknowledge the answer that was given. And sometimes, most times, we are not comfortable with the answer, because the answer means making a drastic change that you mentally may not feel you're able to do. But God has opened a door for you. It's just that you haven't turned the knob and decided to walk in, because what you perceive in the physical, you cannot see in the spiritual. And this is sometimes the issue. So in domestic violence, sometimes angels come to you, like how some people would reach out on shows such as this, and you would receive information, you would receive guidance. But sometimes we are not ready in the physical realm to receive that guidance. But spiritually, that's why it's coming to us, for us to make that change.
Which is exactly what we're exactly what we're saying, you know, because before we even do before I even thought about doing this show tonight, we've been there, you know, we've been communicating and, you know, helping at the same time and, you know, doing everything that we are, and I say supposed to do, because we're family. So when you're family, you're supposed to step up and, you know, you're supposed to come through when you have to. You're there, you know, and we've been encouraging and uplifting, and at the same time, we're praying, and the reason I said praying is because when you come through in the flesh and you say, okay, I'm ready, you know, come on, we can do this, that's one thing. But spiritually, the person's not ready. So because spiritually the person's not ready, I pray that spiritually she will be ready, you know, and that she will seek God first and have God open those doors, and she'll see that the same people that he sent to help her, they've been there all along.
Amen.
We just need her to say, you know what, I'm ready. So this way we can give her the help that she, you know, that she needs. And, you know, and she's listening and she knows that we're there and that we love her and, you know, we're going to continue to be there. You know, at the same time, I just hope and pray that, you know, before anyone gets hurt, that she's able to walk away.
Can I add something in there?
Sure.
Okay. I just wanted to say, you know, even in this, I'm praying now that because from what I'm seeing now, because there was a lack of security as a child coming up, especially even the relationship with the father, that's why we miss the fathers in the home the way they need to be today, because when the fathers were there, it wasn't easy for a guy just to come in, because I know when I was a teen, we would love for a situation where a father isn't around, because we ain't got to deal with that defense. Because when the father is there, he's the gatekeeper of the home. And when that father's not there, okay, that gate is exposed. We can sweet talk mama a little bit, just get on her good side, and hopefully something good will happen. But see, just on that note, for you, that you, your paradigm begin to shift. That when we say your paradigm, you begin to see from a different realm, see from a different position. Because what also happens is manipulation in this process. The person, the prey, manipulates your mind to make you think, first of all, you can't do any better than me. I'm the best out here for you. I'm matter of fact, if you go anywhere else, life wouldn't be good because I'm your best thing. Try to make you, first of all, think that you're nothing. They beat you down with the words and tear down your esteem. And we speak to your esteem now. We encourage you, build you up, that you are all that God says you can be. And matter of fact, you are who God says you are, and you can do all that he says you can do, that you are priceless, you are beautiful, and wonderfully made in his image and in his sight. See yourself victorious. See, that's why the mind has a lot to play with this, because if you can be free in your mind, the body will follow. And that's where we have to get you free, and in order to let you see that you can be free. Freedom is there for you, but you have to receive. So begin to see yourself. And Satan is the father of lies. So, of course, he's going to say everything contrary to what God is saying. And it's said. So everything that he's saying to you that's negative, flip it, and you're the positive. So you have to see yourself different to build up your strength and the courage to walk out. But don't take so long. When you're on fire, I just pray that the time will work with you, that you don't allow the enemy to pull you back. But realize it's up to you. If you see yourself free, then it'll be so much easier to take flight and get out of there. So don't bite into the manipulation. You can do great. As a matter of fact, obviously he's not the one, but God has the one for you. He's just waiting for you to make a decision and a choice. God does not force himself on you. So you have to make the decision, the choice to leave. I know it's hard, but you have to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So I encourage you tonight, just as a cap off, but just be encouraged and trust the Lord. Not what you may see. Don't go by what you see, because what you see right now is temporary and is probably just look worse than what it is. But trust what you believe. Believe in the Word of God, and you will begin to see yourself free. And trust me, you are free in Him. So trust God today. Amen.
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 Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and you know you hit it right on the head too with. Being in, you know, because I grew up, you know, without my dad, and he was there, you know, and then he left, and, you know, I know for a fact that it hinders you when you go into relationships, because not knowing a lot of things and wanting to know things and learning things as you go along with different relationships, and it does hinder you, you know, and people say, oh, it doesn't, you know, but they say, okay, well, you know, a little girl really bonds with her dad. Well, I was used to bonding with my dad until he left. But then there became the abandonment issues, you know, feeling abandoned, feeling not wanted, you know, and not knowing why. Even though being a child, knowing that, you know, not knowing, it had nothing to do with me as a child. It was adult business. But And once you're able to get older and understand that, then you can start a healing process. But if you don't have a parent that's saying, oh, well, it wasn't your fault or it had nothing to do with you, you're walking around thinking that it's your fault.
Exactly.
Like it's something that I did or it's something that I said. And,
yeah.
you know, for anyone out there that is going through something like that, I went through that of feeling abandoned and bringing it into a relationship. And the person, and even now I know that I have certain tendencies that I might say, and Rich looks at me like, what? You know, and it's all part of, you know, at the same time missing that father figure. That's why I'm so strict on the children. Like, listen, you know, it's X, Y, and Z, and this is what it's going to be, and it's this way because, you know, and it's so many different things that I do now that I know I do now because my dad left when I was suffering from those abandonment issues,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's definitely real. It's definitely real. We're going to go to another caller. Welcome to Geeky Palace Special Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, Lavina. This is Barry. How you doing?
Good, Barry. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. I just want to share on just what you guys were talking about with the abandonment thing. I'm going through that with my daughter right now, and she's kind of finding out why I left and what happened, and she kind of found out, you know, a lot of the truth actually yesterday because she called my son. And even though she knew I had a good reason, she's going through that too, abandonment thing. And, like, pretty much every girlfriend didn't have a father had that issue. And I used to look at them like, what's wrong with you? But then, you know, you got to realize that, you know, if they go through that, you got to be, like, more supportive or whatever else. And, I pick it up now, but that's what it is, you know, because people feel abandoned and they're kind of angry at a man and they kind of take it out in a relationship. And but you have to understand, too, because a lot of people are going through that. So I'm glad you kind of touched on it and shared that, you know, you got to be open about it. But that's not your fault. And it was my daughter and my mother's or my wife's fault. And she's the one that got, she's the victim for it. So I feel bad because even though I had a reason to, she still got affected by it. So it doesn't make it right. So
right. That's
all I can share.
But you know, most of the time, that's who suffers anyway is the kid.
Yeah.
You know, but you also got to look at, you know, me, I had like my son is older. And, you know, I've been in abusive relationships since my husband. And my son reacted on a couple of, and, you know, I was like, oh, no. You know, when the kids start getting involved or when they too solid, you better beware because you don't know what's going through that kid's head, you know, of that parent being treated like that or if they have been told or brainwashed, as you said, Barry, you know, that, well, your father or your mother did X, Y, Z, and, you know, you shouldn't even be involved with them. Don't do that to a kid. You know, I let my kids find out on their own what their father was about, you know, because if you constantly tell that kid and they find out differently, they could end up hating you because you lied to them because you told them so much about the other parent. So, you know, when you're in that situation, it's best, like I said, abuse, I don't care what type it is, nobody has to be abused. Nobody.
Hey,
it's not that much love in the world. I don't care. I thought it was at one time. But, you know, it took me to find out. Yeah, I've been in abuse emotionally, mentally, you know, but the physical abuse, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm not going to deal with the emotional abuse anymore. I don't have to.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to you. She found, you know, I was close. I was only 20 minutes away. And the mother lied and said I abandoned him. And she didn't know where I was. And she really got married under false pretenses because she said she didn't know where I was. So I never got no divorce papers. She did a lot of stuff, really side. And my daughter went online and found all that out. That I had a court order, and then I was picking her up, and I didn't do all this stuff. And that, you know, her mother told her a bunch of big lies. And she's, like you said, she's hurt now. You know, she's hurt at both of us. But her mother lied to her all the time. And I said, time will change. Everything comes to the light. And she is devastated by her mother lying to her like that. And, I mean, she told my son that, you know, but she still wants to know you know, why I say it was a reason, you know, and I'm going to explain the reason. I'm not going to really say it publicly, but it doesn't make it right, but, I mean, at least she knows that I did care and I did go to court and I had all that court order stuff because she just thought I just didn't want to be bothered, and it's not the truth. And she sees that now, so let Lavina,
but
like, she has a serious abandonment. Because if I wasn't close to my son, if I was just a deadbeat or a knucklehead, then she could accept it more. But me and my son have a great relationship. I coached him, I took him to work with me, and we went to the Bahamas. We did a lot. I was a great father to him. And she's like, "What's wrong with me?" And she's a beautiful, sweet girl. When I met her, and she's, you know, I mean, I can't ask for a better daughter or son. And so that she has a serious issue with that. So that's true.
But you know what? I'm happy that she was able to. I'm happy that she was able to actually get some type of answer from your son, though, because what happens is when you carry that for years and years and years, it affects you in more ways than just one, you know. It affects you with being a parent. It affects you with being in a relationship, in all types of relationships. It affects you overall, and you carry it with you at all times. And until you have some type of closure or understanding of what really happened without both people talking bad about each other, you're always going to be confused, you know?
Well, that's what was happening. I said, because she didn't know, and it was like 20 years before, because my son and daughter have different mothers, but they're just close anyway. You know, they're from out there close to, the towns are close out in Long Island, and so they, you know, they got like a lot of the same friends and everything else. And then, you know, she's hearing a lot of different what her mom said, and she's going through a lot. She's going through a real lot, and then she wants to sit down with me, but she doesn't want to. I said bad things about her mom because I just had 20 years worth of stuff. So, but it opened up a can of worms. But it made her see the light and start investigating because I told her some stuff that she didn't know. And she says, "I don't want to," you know, she got angry, but then she took it upon herself to start taking stuff out. Now she found out a lot of stuff I was saying was true. I wasn't just trying to hurt her. So it's not fair to the kids. Just like when I look on whatever, I always say this with Maury or Jerry Springer, the kids are the ones affected. When people have all these crazy relationships,
always.
Kids are forgotten about it. You know, everybody's sleeping with whoever else and having this and that. But that's why, like I said, we had this thing before. A couple of weeks ago, were like a lot of angry youths out there because of people not caring about their feelings, what they're going through. They're just thinking about themselves and doing them. And the kids are always affected, and pretty much all it comes from your childhood a lot. Everything stems from your childhood. And a lot of people grow up with abandonment and anger, and that's why there's so much craziness, because we forget about people's feelings, especially the kids. So I'm glad. This is an excellent topic. So.
But pray on that, you know, she will be able to move on, and this thing will be removed from her thoughts. And it's going to take a while, and the least little thing that you do, I'll say this now, the least thing that you do that she feel like you're going in the wrong direction, she's going to have resentment again against you.
Of course,
you know, so you're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to be positive. You're going to have to be on point at all times with that situation. Because, you know, it's still some things in line in her head, I'm sure, because you guys haven't been together, you know, that, hey, was this really true? Was that really false? Or, you know, is my dad just doing this to get back to me? Or whatever the situation, you know, just embrace her. Embrace her and stay positive with this child, because she's going to need it.
Oh, that's what she's saying now. She's scared because... if this is going to happen, that's going to happen, or if I get close to him, is he going to disappear? She has all that. All kind of stuff is running through her mind. Like I said, her mind is so confused. And she even stopped talking to my son.
She's grown now, so she can make those moves as well.
I waited,
but you know what?
I waited until she was 19, and now she's going to be 22, because I knew she could make her own decisions. And now... she just has a problem because she says she still lives with her mom. So her mom, for whatever reason, she's still, you know, she's been married 20 years, but she's still so angry with me. So I don't know.
But you know what it is, though?
Just
my point of view is whenever you get ready to talk to her, don't mention anything bad about the mother. Just say, you know, like what closure to me, how I received my closure was accepting the fact that there was going to be some things that I'm sure my dad wanted to tell me but couldn't tell me. Because I didn't get my closure from my dad. My dad had passed away. I got my closure from my aunts that were in South Carolina. And the one thing that they said was that they weren't going to talk bad about my mom. But it was so many things that I would not be able to understand. So they weren't going to try and tell me because they felt like if they did, that would change the perception of my mom that I had towards my mom. So they made sure that they didn't say anything bad, but they wanted me to understand that when you're a child and adults are involved, the adults go through things that are called adult business, where the children necessarily are not a part of, but they're affected by, you know, meaning, you know, we'll go through a struggle, but I'm not initially involved in it, but I'm the person that's going to have to pay for whatever the result is later on.
Part of mine.
And that's what ended up happening to me, that I ended up paying for it because I ended up not having that relationship with my dad and not really getting that closure from him until I went down there and he was on his deathbed. Then it was really the closure that I just felt like, all right, I just have to say, okay, well, I guess I'll just never know. You know, I'll never know certain answers. I'll never get that closure. And then after I started to pray more, and then my aunts actually sat down and told me different things that they knew that I wanted to know. You know, they sat down, they told me different things, and it still didn't help me. And it didn't help me until I actually got closer to Christ. And that's when I was able to really understand that I had to forgive everything that happened before. I had to forgive because otherwise I would be extremely bitter. I was very angry, you know, and I was mad at the world. And I never really understood what went wrong. And I couldn't go to my mom and say, hey, well, can you tell me? Because she would tell me her story. And honestly, I didn't want to hear her story because I had heard her story for years.
That's right.
You know, and it didn't give me that closure. But I just want to say that when you guys do sit and talk, just always maintain that, you know, you would have been there if you were able to be there, you know.
Exactly.
And that if given that opportunity, that you would be there this time. You wouldn't walk away because, you know, she can make her own decisions and you guys could come together as adults, you know.
All right, because she knows that it has to be, because she said what? She knows that, like I said, that I was, you know, there or close, and I worked at the school, and she, a lot of people knew me, and they heard a lot of stuff, and then, like, with my son, all the stuff, so she's like, what, you know, there has to be a serious reason, and it's not her, because she was an innocent little girl, so she's kind of seen it, like, but like you said, it's not going to be, that's not going to solve nothing. I can't say nothing bad, because nobody wants to hear nothing about their parent bad, no matter what, because that's their parent.
Right.
Oh, shoot.
Right.
You just don't want to hear that. I don't care what you say. I don't want to hear nothing bad about my mother and father. I just don't want to hear it, because, I mean, that's your parents, so. Nobody's perfect, but yeah. So I know that's. I'm glad you told me that because my aunts told me that too. So I'm not gonna say the relationship is all in the past. I'm not gonna bring it up no more. I mean, I told my son to tell her what it was because he had an idea and he told, you know, and he witnesses it. So we'll see. I'm gonna actually talk to him after the show, but this is like God doing this now because it was perfect. But you know, I feel bad because I mean she is. I mean, it's the ignorance of two adults that she suffered, so that's all it is.
But
really.
she needs to hear it from you, you know.
That's what she wants to hear.
And again, like Lavina said, regardless of what you and the mother went through, don't even bring up anything unless she asks you questions. Sometimes just give a different answer, you know, a positive answer. If she be like, you know, that you and mom just hate each other, blah blah blah, you know, just make sure that she gets positive answers because
you know
she's already been told negativity about you. So,
but CT, with that though, the only thing with that is that no one wants to be lied to. You know,
that's
like,
what she said. Yeah.
I'm not saying lie.
You can't say, you know, like you can. What helped me was I don't think that you can really handle the answer. Because if you tell me, oh, well, everything was perfect, then why'd you leave? Why didn't you come back? You know, those why questions come along, you know. But if you give me the answer of, well, I don't really know if you can understand or I don't know if you can handle what happened, you know. So I don't really know if you really want me to answer that question truthfully, because I know for me, my thing was, if I can't handle it, then just tell me you don't think I can handle it, because that's my mom, you know. And I can't have you say anything bad about her. So therefore, just tell me you don't think that I can handle it, and then I can stomach that. But if you're gonna tell me everything's perfect, then I'm really not gonna believe nothing that you gotta say, because I'm gonna wanna know why.
Yeah, especially being already told different situations. You're right.
Right, and feeling angry and bitter, you know, because I know I was angry. I was bitter, and you better have looked out for me, because I was feeling some kind of way. And I can talk about it now, and I can understand why I was feeling the way that I was feeling now. But I'm 36 years old, and it took me a very, very, very long time to be able just to say, okay, well, maybe that's the answer, because you still have a lot of the what ifs. Or what if, would I have gotten pregnant young if my dad was there? You know, would I have, you know, went to college, a 4-year college, if my dad was there? It's like you run into all those what ifs, you know. And what I've realized is you can't dwell on the what ifs. You have to work on that forgiveness. And you have to just, you know, ask God, like, God, please help me forgive this person, even though the person's not even able to be here to answer my questions. You know, please help me get rid of all the questions that I have in my heart and in my mind about this person. You know, help me with my relationship with my children. Help me with the relationship with, you know, with being in a relationship with a man. Help me with this, because when you think about it, it affects you in everything you do, the way you talk to the opposite sex, the way you, you know, communicate completely, the way you speak to your children, whether it's a boy or a girl, it affects you really bad.
Yeah.
Because if somebody can walk out the door, I wonder if that person's coming back. And depending
That's
on
true.
The person, it really affects you. You know, so I'm just going to say, be ready when you have that conversation, and just, certain questions, just tell her you don't know if she can handle it, because it might not be, you know, she might not want to hear the truth to it.
Yeah.
You know?
She might have already heard it in a different manner, you know, versus
Apostle,
what you tell her.
Apostle Dupree, that's you? Thank you.
Yes, yes. I just want to say, too, sometimes let her ask her, baby, how do you feel? What's really going on inside you? And sometimes you find her, she's just given the opportunity just to release what's in her heart. I've counseled many people, and a lot of things are, I like to do, tell people, look, be honest with me. What's in your heart? How do you feel towards your mother, your father? And be honest. Don't hold no punches. I don't care if it comes out with language. Let me hear what's really there. Because you have to first be honest with yourself than anyone before you can receive truth from anywhere else. You have to be honest with yourself. And you let her release as however it comes up. And don't frown, don't fret. Just have a straight face and hear her heart. And once you let her out, now we can come back and pour love in. And, you know, so you have to let her release. Because if not, she'll always have these things on the inside of her. But you need to let her release and see what's going on inside of her heart. And then forgive each other. Mom and I, we weren't perfect. We made a lot of mistakes. Forgive us. You know, and sometimes admitting that your faults in this thing helps a lot, too. Not saying you haven't, but sometimes she just needs to hear, you know what, you weren't perfect either, Mom. And, you know, that way you kind of clear the air. Look, we weren't perfect. We were young, made a lot of mistakes. But nevertheless, we can go on past this. Let's focus on life beyond this. But we have to acknowledge what it is before we can go on. So that's just a little nugget on that matter. But it's so much ways you have to deal with it. But that's part of the presence. Just being honest, let her pour her heart out and we'll see what's there. And just go from that point. Amen.
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 Amen. And you're right.
Brother Barry.
Yes.
Brother Barry, you are a king, my friend. And
thank you.
As a king, we have to understand a king's position. Unfortunately, we have been deceived during our years as what a kinship means. And I, like myself, I identify 100% with you because I know what it is to hear your speech. I know what it is to live your speech. I've been there. I understand what you're going through myself. And in a circumstance such as the one you're in, which the advice was given not to speak negative about your significant other, I cannot echo that enough, because up to this day, even, I have never said anything negative about the other person, because what it does, it creates actual divisions in the relationship.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is this. Children often take the responsibility of what happened as their own, and
right.
they blame themselves for what happened, even though they are not part of the situation that happened. We as adults make adult decisions, and a parent includes the child into the manifest of what happened. The child then creates and has this stigma that they are the reason why things happen. And if you have one parent that is feeding the child with negative information, that can cause irreparable harm to the child and their future. Now, there's some circumstances that happen between mothers and fathers, and this thing is basically institutionalized, because the scripture says a house divided cannot stand. And the entities that are in charge understand this 110%. So when we go for counseling and when we seek help in relationships, we have to make sure that the people that are giving us counseling and the people that are actually around our children and ourselves have God and us in mind and not the institution, because the institution is financially ran while we are spiritually ran. You know, you are a king, we are kings, we have queens, and this is how we are to treat each other. Now, the thing is this. Children will go through different changes in life. And, again, we have to stop the cycle. Your wife, your girlfriend, whoever they may have been through that cycle and may not have achieved or reached that maturity as of yet. You may have been placed in her life to allow her to reach that during the situation that happens to you. This is where Romans 8:28 says, what the devil makes for bad, God turns around and makes it for good. So
right.
if you see God and he is with you and he works through you, he's going to make this situation a benefactor not only for you, but for those who are involved. And this is going to change that cycle for you and those involved, and especially your children, because he says, suffer the children to come unto me. And he wants
right.
to make sure that the children are protected. And this
right.
is why you, my son, are here to show the queen where we have been misled and where we have been led astray.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, at the time, it's 8:58, and we do have another program coming on after Spiritual Sunday called Crossroad Temple with Brother Scribby Hunter, where he interviews up-and-coming hip-hop gospel artists and gospel artists. So he'll be following us Spiritual Sunday from 9 to 10 this evening. But at this time, I just want to open the floor for any last comments that anyone might have. If you have anything, any programs that's coming up the following week, if you could please announce those programs at this time. And then after everything is all finished, we're going to have Apostle Dupree end in prayer this evening. So we're just going to open the floor up for any announcements.
Let me just start by saying that in recognition of what I was saying, back in the early 90s, even in the rap music, there was a meeting where they decided to change what is positive rap into this gangster type rap and calling women out their names and things of that nature. That was a conscious decision and a conscious choice. Even in our environment, there was in the 90s a conscious decision to change the path of family by any means necessary, whether it's the water with the fluoride, the foods with the, you know, with the GMOs and things of that nature. We can blame ourselves all day long, but at the end of the day, once we seek God and he is within us, he is going to make greater is in us that is in the world. And this is what's going to be realized. And this is where we become the kings of our castles, and our queens will also help to run the home. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to say a real good job, T.
Thank you.
Real good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. Okay.
Wasn't expecting that, but thank you.
We're going to go to, well, T, do you have any announcements? I'm sorry.
Nothing. No. Nope.
Okay, no announcements from T. So at this time, I'll go, and then Apostle Dupree, he does have announcements. So I'll go first. Right after, of course, right after Spiritual Sunday is Crossroad Temple from 9 to 10 with Brother Scribby Hunter. So we do want to welcome him right after Spiritual Sunday. Also, again, a happy birthday to baby Kayla, who came into the world, I believe. I thought it was yesterday, but I was corrected. It was this morning.
Yes.
So we do want to welcome her into the world, and we welcome the Belvins because it's their little addition and our addition on behalf of GQ Palace. Like, we've been working, right? I know. But it's the first baby, of course, of GQ Palace with the Belvins. So, you know, we want to say congratulations again to everyone for that. Also, for those of you who are familiar with the Real Partners in Prayer Global Ministries, the Real Partners in Prayer Global Ministries is Monday through Thursday, and you'd have to contact Evangelist Angela Parker to be able to receive the phone number and the access code to be able to pray daily with them early in the morning at 6:45 Eastern time, as well as on Friday it's the Healing and Deliverance. T, you might have to take over with that one. Healing and Deliverance,
okay,
on Friday morning
Friday,
at 7 o'clock.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, everyone is welcome. Then the number to call is 559-726-1200. The access code is 454-102. Then Fridays is 6:45. The first Saturday is woman to woman, only women. Second Saturday is man to man, only men. The third Saturday, I think it's the night in the evening at 9.
Okay.
And then the fourth Saturday, we do just everybody. And on Sundays, it's Sunday school, which starts promptly at 9:45. Starting April the 6th, we will be having Church Without Walls.
Right, and then also there is one more. I'm probably going to announce the name wrong, but I'm going to attempt, and I'm sorry, Minister Dr. Silver, if I do get it wrong, but it is the Apostolistic. It's the Church Without Walls that is in Pennsylvania that they opened with the Silvers. So if I pronounce it wrong, I do apologize, but it's the Apostolistic Restoration Church that is in, oh, I got it, Recovery Church of Jesus Christ, yes, that's in Pennsylvania, a children's church every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. So that is with Dr. Minister Silver, and she is on Facebook as well. And then we're going to turn the floor over to Apostle Dupree with Eagle Wings International Ministries. So he'll be able to give out. Yes, ma'am.
One more thing. On Wednesdays, we do fast from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., and you can call and get prayer as well on Wednesdays from 2:30 to 3 with the Saturday number, the access code of the 454-102. Anybody's welcome to call there.
Yes. And if you're interested on Monday through Thursday, you have to be able to speak to
Evangelist
Angela Parker on Facebook, via Facebook. Or you can contact any of us, and we'll refer her over to you, refer you over to her. So we're going to turn, that would be it, of course, as long as, and GQ Palace has a show every day out of the week except for Saturday. You can tune in, same number, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. Same number, Monday through Saturday. And we're going to turn the floor over to Apostle Dupree. Oh, I'm sorry. And a special thank you to T this evening for helping me out. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
We always depend on you and your new transformation, Miss T.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anytime.
Okay. Ready, Apostle Dupree?
Yes, ma'am. Once again, Eagles Wings International Ministries, we have service on Mondays. Sunday evenings at 5 o'clock and Tuesday nights at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. Our number is 218-862-6789. The code is 448-073. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for an awesome call today. We thank you for all the matters of the heart that we're taking care of, Lord, that even as we poured out and you poured into us, Lord, we thank you right now for your healing. Let the healing begin. Let even the confidence, even the esteem be restored in Jesus' name. Lord, let us see ourselves the way you've called us to be, how you see us. Lord, we thank you that we will not allow ourselves to be deceived by the enemy. But, Lord, let the truth be exposed for what it is. And we thank you for keeping each and every one that's on the line. Every prayer request is upon each and every heart. Lord, we thank you for touching the hearts of men. And we thank you, Lord, that the words of our mouth and meditation of our heart be acceptable in our sight, our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We bind the spirit of retaliation. We bind the attacks of the enemy to try to come against your people tonight, that we shall rest peacefully, Lord, and you will take us into this new week. And, Lord, we shall be successful because we shall hear your voice, because your sheep will know your voice. So, Father, we thank you right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And apostles of praise, don't forget to send the messages to my phone for your program, okay?
Okay. Okay, no problem. Thank you. I sure will.
You're welcome. And don't forget to put them on the wall as well. And everyone, thank you for calling in to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Have a blessed and safe week. We look forward to speaking to you all next week. God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless you.
And bless you.
God bless. Good night.
I pray for my
sister was telling me.
Yeah, yeah, no feature.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. We here. Welcome back. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I know I did. So let's start it again. Welcome to the Crossroad Gospel Show. This is Brother Timothy, a.k.a. Scribby from Hartley right here. God bless, first and foremost. I just want to say I had a beautiful weekend. This Friday we did a gospel concert at Antioch Baptist Church for my sister Lakeisha Williams, Minister Lakeisha Williams. It was her birthday. It was a beautiful thing, you know. We took it in. The band, Levites, woo, something crazy. We had a ball this weekend. God was lifted up, praises went up, and the blessings came down. Speaking of the blessings coming down, I got my man in the studio with me right now, Benny Flo, a.k.a. Flo from Hartley. The boy is bad, and he's in the studio on a Sunday, and that's what it do. Say what's
blessings,
up, homie.
Blessings to everyone.
Yeah, tell them who you are, baby.
Buku Stacks, B Flo, 914 Hartley PJs.
That's right, that's my man. He's in the studio. You know, don't get it twisted, man. We be in the streets, but we praise God first. That's
every
what we
day.
Do.
I just came from church earlier.
What's the name of your church, brother?
Victorious Baptist Church on North Avenue.
What's the name of your pastor, brother?
Eric Jeter.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Eric Jeter. You heard it. Pastor Eric Jeter. Listen, man, welcome back. It's good to be back. I know we've been off for 2 weeks. I've probably been off for more because, you know, if you're from New Rochelle, you know what we're going through. It's a heavy cloud of death over us right now, starting with my little man Giovanni. Rest in peace. But it is what it is. We're going to get into this first song right now called God is in Control by Pastor AP. Scribby right here. Hartley.
Listen, sometimes you feel like you can't make it. I know how it feels to be overwhelmed. Trials may come to test your patience. Hey, it may seem like he's not around. Now my brother, that's not the answer. No, my sister, that's not the case at all. Jesus, he knows all your problems. Trust me, he hears you when you call. I cannot tell you the future. I'm not quite sure what God's about to do. But trust me, he steps in on time. He knows what's best for you. You see, my God's in control. Yes, everything he does, you know it's for a reason. Be encouraged, and I want you to know. You gotta hang on to your faith, because he said he'll never leave ya. God's in control. Yes, everything he does, you know it's for a reason. Be encouraged, and I want you to know. You gotta hang on to your faith, because he said he'll always be there for you. Now don't be when trials try to get you, you down, turn your head up. And don't you cry, because Christ knows how to turn your situations around. I tell you, he is a healer. He knows what to do. He'll step in on time and he will see you through. So give him your heart, let him guide your way. Ask me how I'm certain, here's my testimony. Your boy was high on low self-esteem, feeling suicidal and smoking that green. Then one night I prayed, Lord, take this from me. Fill me with your glory, I'm running on empty.
Let me tell you,
he took my pain and released me. Then gave me life and victory. So I'm here to encourage you.
Said in his word, I'll never leave nor forsake you. I'll be right by your side. You gotta be strong. Hold on to his promises. Cause if he said it, then it shall be. Remember, he cannot lie.
Baptist Church, you know, a lot of trials and tribulations inside and outside of that, you know, but it all came through because, like I said, we praised it down this weekend, you know, and that's how you get rid of the devil. You got to praise him away. A big shout out to my girl Chrissy sitting by the water right now, you know, listening to her baby boy do what he do. God is good. I'm so grateful for this opportunity, you know. I want to shout out Hartley Housing, everybody from New Rochelle, everybody from Mount Vernon, Yonkers, you know, the whole 914 sector. I want to shout you out. Want to give big shouts out to Spring Cunningham, you know what I mean? My man Boogs Montega, he's in the building. Casey Cole's in the building. You know, Esther Crump, now Esther Duwatt is in the building. You know what I mean? Queen Kira Rett is in the building. Namal Khalil is in the building. Love y'all, you know what I mean? God gives praises over everyone that loves him and sacrifices their way of living for him, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Next song we got is by another 914 sister, you know, my family, our family, family to the show, my girl Terry Smalls, and it's called Brand New. Once again, that's Brand New by Terry Smalls. Scribby right here. Hartley.
He gave his only son,
Terry Smalls. Powerful sister called Brand New. You can get that album. If you want that album, you can get in touch with me on Facebook, Timothy Scribby Hunter, you know, or you can get in touch with Terry herself at Terry Smalls on Facebook. That's TerrisMall. And her album is called My Desire. It's a beautiful album. You have to get it. If you love to be blessed by the music ministry, then you want to get that album. I want to give a big shout out to the Speed family, you know, hashtag Wiz, hashtag Wizzo. We'll give a shout out to Lil Key to Speed Jr., you know, that's what it is, man. We here, we love you, baby, you know what I mean, and don't think nobody forgot your father. We never gonna forget him, you know. Album dropping April 13th, it's gonna be a banger called hashtag Wizzo, full of love, full of blessings, full of God all in it, so y'all look forward to that. It's coming at you. I want to shout out my man Rich Money, you heard, from GQ Radio. You know, that's the king behind the whole thing here. You know, I just want to thank him for the opportunity that he's given me and the opportunity that he's given others. And you'll keep it in the blessings because we're about to break out on XM Radio real soon. You know, we just got to keep the blessings flowing and keep everything in order, you know. So keep that in your heart, keep that in your mind, and keep that in your prayers. Big up to my man Rich Money, GQ Radio, you heard. This next song we got coming up is by my brother from Tony, the R&B group. He's doing gospel as well right now, and he's doing it hard body. His name is Amar Khalil. That's my man, and this song is called Higher. So let's take it higher. Scribby right here, Hartley, Crossroads Radio.
Coming, but they didn't know what to think. They didn't think this could happen. Wasn't really sure of me. So I'll try to keep on moving. I won't drip off what they say. And I know that they'll keep hating on me each and every day. I gotta keep moving, yeah, yeah. I keep on praying, yeah, yeah. Gotta stay faithful, yeah, yeah. I got to get higher.
Take me higher.
I pray the Lord would
Amen. That's my boy right there, Amar Khalil. I love him, man, God-fearing brother. It's a good thing to know a lot of God-fearing brothers and sisters in my life, you know, because they keep me focused. I want to shout out to my little nephew, Tom Tom, up in Rhode Island. You know what I mean? I want to shout out to my little niece, Jaleesa Hunter. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out to my cousin, Orvis Hunter. You know what I mean? Zachary Hunter, Bob Brand Hunter, Oliver Hunter, Elaine Hunter, Haji Hunter, Bashan Hunter, Elijah Hunter, you know. I want to shout out the whole family, you feel me? Chasing Lyric, Clark, my daughters, you know. It's God is great, man. That's all I know, man. I love everybody. Even when you hate me, I love you more, man. Listen, speaking of love, the next song I'm going to get into is actually one of my songs. It's from my crew called DOC. That's the Department of Christ, not the Department of Correction. Oh, yeah, big shouts out to Marcus Ortiz, you know what I mean, my man Puma. Big shouts out to my man Chris Garcia, you know. Big shouts out to Matthew Burke, you know, Theo Harris. These is my brothers. I was incarcerated in the DOC up north, and they gave me God in prison and humiliated and humbled me in prison and made me a better man now. So in saying that, let's get into this one by my group, DOC, called Love You Forever. Scribby right here, Hartley.
Department of Crime.
Christ, Scribby and the gang right there. Love you forever. We want to give a shout out to my girl, Arena Whittle online, Megan Akon online, you know what I mean? Tawana Richards, my family, my son's aunts on the line. That song right there was accompanied by Charles Minor Sr. If you don't know him, he's one of the best piano players in the country, across the country, with this gospel music. You know, he's fantastic. I got Shushu Foy on the line, you know, Takora Knight, Cora Cora in the building. I love y'all, man. Y'all my peoples, man. I got David Scher checking in. It's crazy. The lines is lit up. Don't be scared to call and press 1. That's 1-646-200-3838. That's 1-646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get on the air, or just call in and listen to the show, or you can go to my page and just hit the link, hit the play button, and listen to what we're doing. It's a beautiful thing. God is good. I don't even know what's next right now, to tell you the truth. I'm having so much fun. But what I do want to say is, if anybody's out there struggling with your drug problem, with your alcohol problem, with your relationship problems, don't fight yourself too much, you know what I mean? Just give it to God. And if you really can't give it to God, then you really don't know God yet. So then you just got to hear what I'm saying and practice it. But if you know God, give it up to God, you know what I mean? Don't get too caught up fighting with your spouses and fighting against your friends and stuff in the streets. Just give it to God. That's the only way. Because when you start acting like the devil and doing what the devil do, you might not even realize that you're getting cut off and shut down and shut off. You know what I mean? You don't even see your blessings when they stop. So I just, you know, on the strength of just being honest and real and loving each other and loving y'all, just want to tell you that. You know what I mean? Give it to God. Whatever it is, he'll carry it. You know what I mean? He'll carry your burden. You know what I mean? And that's why he died on the cross, because he knew that we would sin again and again, some way, somehow. We got Shushu on the line. What's good, baby?
Hey, baby, what's up?
You already know, Hartley.
That's right, Hartley and I.
What's good with you? You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, baby. I'm blessed, man. Thank you for calling in. You know, we love you all crazy over here.
We love you too, Timmy. No problem. Say Jesus.
That's right. Yo, listen, right. I don't know. That's Shushu Foy on the line. She's doing a lot of work for Hartley right now. She's part of the DOC, Department of Christ. So y'all be ready, because, you know, we not playing no more out in these streets, especially out in Hartley. We not playing, man. We lost Key to Speed, a.k.a. Wizzo, and he put a fire under everybody's behind. And we doing this music, man. We doing this R&B hip-hop. We doing this R&B rap. And we doing this gospel music. And we doing it well. And we only doing it because God gave us the talents and the gift and the will and the strength to do it. So for us not,
amen.
For us not to do it, that's the sin. You feel me, Shu?
I'm feeling you, baby.
Yo, listen, is anybody you want to say hello to? Anybody you want to let them know that you love them and you praying for?
I'm praying for everyone. I love everyone. Thank you, Timmy. God bless.
Nah, you know what you need to do? You need to shout your sons out, because your sons is doing real good.
Oh, yes. I definitely want to shout my babies out. Kwame Feaster and Ike King Jarvis. Mommy, love you, baby. Mwah.
That's right. Scribby, love y'all too, man. Harley all day. Big up to Sheena. Yo, Shu, we love you. Thank you for calling in, mama, and get you behind in the studio tomorrow.
I see you tomorrow.
What time?
What time tomorrow, baby?
You know, after 3, you know me.
Okay, babe, I see you tomorrow. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you for calling.
Keep up the good work, baby. Keep up the good work. Love.
Call our other sisters. Tell them to call in, too. Don't be scared.
I sure will. All
right, baby, love you.
Okay, love you.
Bye. What's good? What's good, Mayor?
Oh, peace. What's good, man? Jesus.
Good to
That's
you,
what
man.
It
Yo,
is.
First of all, let me just stop you, and let me just
yes, sir.
We're coming to the studio last week.
Yes, sir.
Representing for Wizzo Project. You know what I mean?
Let them know that you did your thing. You know what I mean? You sent your love and your blessings. You came in the studio all the way from Philadelphia. You know what I mean? Burnt it down and then got back on that train 13 bus stops later back to Philly. And we thank you for that, God.
Appreciate it, man. You know, it wasn't a thing. I was trying to get out there. I was out there. You know what I mean? Things happened, whatever, whatever. But now we're back in the building and everything is locked down. You know, and it's sealed up with a bow, man. We did it from the heart, like you said, man. We just went and did it, man. You know, and you know, I appreciate you for you know even giving me you know a 16 room to you know even you know give my respects to Wiz, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything's like you said. You got to recognize your blessings when you get them. You know, and I'll recognize it, man. You know, so.
And I appreciate that, God, because you know, without being arrogant, I try to tell people that, man, when I'm calling upon you.
Mm.
Don't get Hollywood, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Stop calling for you, that's when you get hungry. As long as people calling for you, that means somebody thinking of your talents and appreciating your talents, man. And sending
you.
So anybody in the sound of my ear that I called upon for the project, whether it was the gospel or the Wizzo, come on, man, come out the funk, man. This is a love thing, you know what I mean? God has gave you the talent and gave you enough talent that I thought of you and called upon you. So
yeah,
man,
sure did.
Oh, man, hashtag Wiz, man.
That's what it is, man. So I just want to shout out everybody, man, and, you know, stay tuned to the show, man. You know what I mean? You're doing big, big things, my dude, and, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of it. That's all.
Yeah, thank you, brother, for calling in. Listen, I got I got my man from Hartley way down in the ATL on the line right now, Big Wade. What's happening, boy?
Scribby, what's up, baby, boy?
What's good, man?
Yes, sir. Yo, Scribs, man, I wanted to give you a big shout-out to yourself, man. You've been doing big things from day one for the Nauru, you know, back in the days, Gigolo Boys. And, you know, I wanted to give you a big thanks for giving me the wisdom to get up out of Dodge when things was getting hectic for me back in the day, you know?
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah, what? That's in my story, man, to be out soon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for you, I probably would have been caught up in the mix, you heard?
Yo, homie, listen, you know me, man. I be in the mix, too. I be doing what I do, too, but I got a lot of common sense, and I know when to stop and say, yo, give it up. Enough's enough. Ask God for some help.
Yeah, and you're doing big things, man. You're doing big things. You're reaching out, touching everybody, man. That's what's up.
Yo, I'm trying, but
don't give up because you're reaching a lot of people, man.
Thank you, King. But listen, right, I got this name I need you to pray for because I know you turned into a prayer warrior over these years.
Yes, indeed.
His name is Rich Money, man. He's the head of this GQ radio thing, man. He's the one that gave me the chance to do what I'm doing. He's the one that's given me a voice to spread out to 65,000 people on Sundays and Mondays, man. So I need you to pray for him because without him, you wouldn't be hearing me right now, cousin. And without him, I don't know what I would have done because I didn't have a lot of trials and tribulations, and this brother came into my life and scooped me when I was on low. And right now, you know what I mean, I'm trying to get to high, but I ain't on low no more, you dig?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yo, listen, we love you for calling in. Is there anybody you want to shout out up top right now and let them know that you love them and you're sending blessings to them?
Well, let's just pray for Rich Money right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we send legions of angels to protect Rich. No weapon formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against him shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, yes. I just want to give a shout out to the Gallimore family up there, the Rets, and, you know, the Spadies, the Davises, the Todds, you know, all my City Park family,
you know,
my Hartley family. I want to give a shout out to the Nauru Mob 914 and everybody else up there in the county. Heard?
That's right. Hey, yo, beloved, man, listen, we need you to tune in on Mondays. We need you to tune in on every Sunday, you know, and get people. A lot of people's listening right now, but they're scared to press one. They don't want to be heard, you heard? But a lot of people listen. But we thank you for your courage and stepping up like a man of God and giving your prayers over the line to my brother Rich Money. you know what I mean, and to the situation at hand. I know you send your love to the Key to Speed family.
Yes, yes, indeed. The Optimist is in power.
That's right. Hey, yo, we love you, man. Thank you for calling in, beloved. Always and forever. You heard Hartley.
Yes, love you.
Word. Thank you. Next song we're going to get into is by Danita Gibbs, and it's called Nothing Better Than You. And what else could be better than Jesus? Nothing. Let's get it. Scribby right here. All right. Junior Oz on the line, that's what it do. We love y'all, God bless you. You know, Antioch Baptist Church, Harlem, 125th Street, You need to look that church up, Antioch Baptist Church. We did a gospel show there Friday night with Minister Lakeisha Williams. It was a beautiful show. That church is highly favored and highly blessed. We're about to get them to come to New Rochelle on a few events that me and some brothers from Shiloh Church are working on right now as we speak. It's going to be real epic and real awesome, as they say. This next song we're getting into is called Jesus is on the Main Line by the Apostle. Jesus is on the Main Line by the Apostle. Scribby right here, Crossroad Gospel Temple.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Jesus.
Come on,
thank
Holy Spirit. Usher into this room right now.
Destiny's on the line. You already know. What's good, Mama?
Destiny.
Hello.
How are you?
It's Destiny Oliver.
Hey, oh, see, I told my man he'd be getting the names wrong. He said Destiny, and it's my auntie Stephanie. That's all right.
I just wanted to call in and show you some love and say to God be your glory.
Thank you. God bless, Mama. We love you. We send our condolences to you, too, as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Your mother,
I love you, too.
Your mother, Miss Oliver, was a pillar in the community. In Hollow, Bracey, Hartley, she was a pillar. And I thank God for the times that I had with her. And I thank God that he planted me in Bracey Projects for a whole summer last year. And I was able to greet, talk, learn, listen to her every morning. And I thank God for that. And I pray for your family, and I love y'all.
Thank you very much. And we love you. And I'm praying for you. I'm looking for great things for you. Great things. I know God's got his hand on you.
Thank you. And I wasn't in the state. I'm sorry I wasn't around for the funeral.
That's all right. We know you were with us in spirit. That's all right.
You know, is anybody that you want to send personal love to or personal blessing to? Let them know that you know
to the people in New Rome for sure. For sure.
That's right.
Always. Purple and white for life.
That's right. Purple running through the blood. I love you. Thank you for calling in. Please, spread the word. Let them know what we're doing.
I will do that. Good luck to you.
Okay, and if you need me for anything, please call on me, okay?
I will. Okay. Take care. Good luck.
Thank you. Oh, man, that was my auntie right there, Stephanie Oliver, for those that don't know. She was the first woman to give a bum like me a second chance, you know what I mean? Gave me a job with the Board of Education. And even when nobody really had a lot of faith in me, she put the faith in me, and I didn't disappoint her. You know, I represented. I did what I had to do. And I thank you for that second chance, Ma. And speaking of second chances, that's what y'all got to get into. Start living and forgiving and give people second chances in life, whether it be these government jobs, these city jobs. Give us second chances. Everybody slips, staggers, and falls, but you got to help us get back up. And that's that new thing. Help people get back up, man. Second chances. Y'all already know. If y'all don't know that song, go look that song up. I think that's by Hezekiah Walker called Second Chance. It'll blow your mind. It'll be on your iPod all day. Yeah, Rich Money, my man, we love you. This next song is called The Size of Sin by Beautiful. Enjoy. Scribby right here.
Ocean and dry land, it's bigger than bad habits. It's a matter of man seeking for God's spot, following in the same pattern as Adam. It's deep-rooted. We're the seed of a broken family tree, branching out limbs of disease. Look at this mess we leave. This weight of wickedness is heavy as lead, trying to catch its descent like stopping a falling rock in a spider's web. Its thin silk thread begins to snap, and all that's left is the residue that sticks between cracks. It all ends with a slip into a bottomless pit. Rips the heart into man's chest, still swallowing death. Sipping from the glass of God's wrath and genuine justice. A just judge must summon for infinite punishment. And when applying, we're undeniably liable. The smallest white lie is enough to be indictable. The size of sin so big it causes a cosmic fraction. And hell is the only relevant response to righteous reaction. This is what our sinful actions actually earned us. But God took upon himself the weight of sin reserved for us. A weight so significant that only the blood of an innocent one is acceptable and worthy. So rather than make light of it or minimize the size of it, we should marvel at the magnitude of mercy.
Size of Sin by my brothers over in the
Kentucky side of things. They call Beautiful Eulogy. I don't know if you recognize it or not, and it really doesn't matter, but those three brothers right there, those are some white boys, and they praise God heavy, and they rap with soul, and if you never saw their face, you probably would think they was black. But get it right. You can go to YouTube. You can check their whole album. It's called Souls of Mercy, and it's by Beautiful Eulogy. Songs of Mercy is by Beautiful Eulogy, and it's a crazy album. You're going to love it because I loved it. I was shocked. Gospel rap is very powerful. They are selling out stadiums and coliseums. They are making more money than rap stars right now. Get with it. It's the new thing. Go on your race. The next song we're going to get into is called God Has Been Good. And this one is by my beloved, my very close friend, dear friend of mine. His name is JP, a.k.a. John Parker. Let's get into that one right now. God has been good.
Oh, yeah. So much about my past. You know that I've been in and out. You know that I've been moving fast. So many people counting me out. Never thought that I was last. No, that's what I love about God. That's what I love about Him. My friends have changed. Had a lot of trouble in my life. The Lord had to rearrange some things. See, He showed me who was there for me. Exposed all my enemies. Now I understand the reason for my worship and praise. That's what I love about God. That's what I love about Him.
Yeah, that was my man J.P. Parker, J.P. a.k.a. Parker, John Parker. You can definitely get that album on iTunes, too. Where we at? Where we at? That's called I Rock With One Name, Jesus. It's by J.P., a.k.a. John Parker. You can get that on iTunes. You can check him on Facebook as John Parker. And you can get more information on how to even save your life, because this brother's into black people with high blood pressure and all kinds of things, and they healing you without all that medicine. They healing you with the natural herbs and the natural things that are here for us to be healed with, and not all this medicine that's killing our kidneys and our lungs, you know. So before we go, you know, we always do a little acapella, and this is something I want to send out to, you know, the Oliver family, the Wiz, the Key to Speed family. You know, I mean, Kiki, God bless, rest in peace. Kiki just passed away from New Road, you know what I mean? My man Hendo's wife, God bless you, homie. I know you just came home and you had to get to this, but just know God doesn't make any mistakes, man. And he loves her and we love you, King. So, blessings. Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Will you be ready? Jesus come, man. Listen, have a great week. Hope to see y'all all next weekend on Sunday. I hope God keeps you. I hope you take Sunday's lessons from church and everything and carry it on to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then walk back into Sunday and get some more blessings and carry on with the same routine. You know, this is Scribby right here from Harley. I love y'all. You know, matter of fact, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Praise God, y'all. Crossroad Temple Gospel Show. Scribby right here. Brother Timothy Hartley all day. We love y'all. Peace.
Thank you. Scribby right here.